You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
life is life is.
These are the tunes I want you boys to play.
Wait a minute. Homer? A lot of these are Grand Funk Railroad songs.
Oh, we don't know Pac-Man Fever.
Oh, come on, it plays itself. Pac-Man Fever, a doodly-doo. It's driving me crazy. Look, Lisa, Daddy's in there.
G'day, I'm Eck. Welcome to episode 405 of Eck FM International, that you can find at eckfminternational.com. Of course, each and every Friday here on Eck FM, you can hear some great music from inside Australia, but every Wednesday we go outside Australia for Eck FM International. This one's for you, Studio B. We have some banjo coming up with a guy called Tim Weed, and as a result, I've called the episode "Tim's Not Here, Man." At the age of 16, Tim discovered the banjo, and in future years, he and his banjo travelled the world together. Not surprisingly, his travels inspired his music. He was even able to play banjo for the Dalai Lama, which would have been a very, very interesting experience indeed. So get your campfire set up, sit around it, play some banjo, and I'll be back next week. Here is Tim Weed on Eck FM International, eckfminternational.com.
Just feeling blue, I didn't know what I was doing, but now that I do, I can't find an excuse for you. There's just no excuse for you. One time or two, I didn't know what I was doing, but now that I do, I can't find an excuse for you. There's just no excuse for you. That train by a long country mile. There's just
Fields, and I'll get our heels.
me honky-tonk man. Throw your arms round me honky-tonk man.
Thank you.
Boston accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on a local weed. He's what you call a swinging new breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie-yi-yi, 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 come a tie-yi-yi.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
man. I can't wait to see that man of mine. I don't know why I went away. I guess I should have known. The only place where I belong is the place my heart calls home. I miss your Georgia sunshine, your Mississippi smile, your Carolina moonshine, and your Louisiana style. And I'll be feeling fine and counting down the miles till I'm back in Dixie come Sunday morning. Coming round the bend, about the time my baby's waking up. Honey, would you welcome me when I knock on your back door? The future looks uncertain, but one thing I know for sure, I miss your Georgia sunshine, your Mississippi smile, your Carolina shining your Louisiana style. And I'll be feeling fine counting down the miles till I'm back in Dixie come Sunday morning. I'll be passing through the small towns, folks heading off to church, stopping at Cajun coffee and sweet potato pie, and I'm off to meet the back roads neath the endless southern sky. I miss your Georgia sunshine, your Mississippi smile, your Carolina moonshine, and your Louisiana style. Would I like to clean up when you and the boys have decided to call it a night? Would I like to rub your poor aching ego after you've been in a fight? And would I care to cook up your hungover self a big old scrambled egg breakfast? It's but it's true, not even a few were the last living cowboy in Texas. Yodel-a-hee-haw. Would I like to work the whole day then come home to find you asleep on the couch? Maybe I'd rather drive all over town tracing your bar hopping routes. And would I care to be there whenever you need the touch of my tender caresses? It's sad but it's true, not even a few were the last living cowboy in Texas. Yodel-a-hee-haw. dressed, good looking and rich. But some guys come damaged straight from the factory. Ain't that a son of a bitch? Would I like to take a vacation in Vegas? Maybe in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, could I lend you $40 more until you get back on your feet? And would I care to tell you just why I'm so mad? Do you need a couple more guesses? It's sad, but it's true. Not even a few were the last living cowboy in Texas. Yeah, it's sad, but it's true. Not even if you were the last living cowboy in Texas.
We'll just hop across the border for a day.